You know, for all the choices of mood and setting and hush and spookiness and isolation and alienation that are in Strange City, yet how does it end? How does it go into the end of each refrain? You know, last night I visited a city erected in your name, and every citizen looked upon me with disdain. Didn't matter how high or wide my flight, I couldn't find no kindness, no human eye. But I don't pay that toll no more. And that's how it ends. Once something beautiful stood here of this, I'm sure. But I won't be laying my head down here no more. So it's yet a song of learning, and it's a song of determination, and it's a decision not to go back to this terrible place where you're unloved and unwanted. And that's what the song's about. It's not about high school or weird, surreal social isolation in childhood. I just relate it to that mood because I think it's the same kind of unbearable feeling for a human heart. And that's what that song was about, and that's what my dream was telling me, and it was very clear to me, because I don't know, because I stay in touch with my dream self all day, so when my dreams say something at night, I'm like, yeah, thanks, you're right. Or something else, depending on what the dream is, but that's what it was. I was finding myself in a situation where love was not available, and basically, not love was all I was getting for reaching out. And it's a place you could fall asleep and die in, right? That's a city you could lay your head down and never wake up. And the night could fall upon you and smother you, and you'd never even remember you crawled into that cathedral and tried to rest. So that's what that song is. And that's one of the marked differences, I think, between a song like written now. Wrecking Boy, as I have called my music for since 1998. Music now from 10 years ago, it's different. It's very different. You know, and that's one of the differences. And that's interesting to me. I never planned that. That's not my intention. But if you keep creating and speaking your heart and your mind as an artist, and, you know, well, what was it? 1989 or 90. Started, you know, music before. Called it Wrecking Boy, but I was playing, composing songs, writing songs, and expressing myself since 88, 89, guitar. And to now, well, it's like that quote, right? If you're Muhammad Ali quote, if, I think it's him, maybe it's Bob Marley or Gandhi, who knows anymore on social media, but if you're still seeing the world the same, you've wasted 20 years of your life or whatever. So That's an interesting note I make on my music from a kind of a sitting aside point of view and looking at it from outside. Still know how to paint those worlds and enjoy painting those worlds as well as other ones, but also there's an addition in that painting now. There's changes. And now, even in all that gloom, it seems there's a spark, there's a glow. There's a barely illuminated staircase, right? The walls might be crumbling in that place, but you can find footing and leap out the hole and make your way out of the city and toward the dawn, and you don't have to return. So that's interesting. And I think those are all the notes I have on Strange City. It's going to take me a while, like I said, to be able to both sing it and play it the way I want. And when that happens, who knows, the vocal melody might change or evolve a little because you're a little more comfortable, flexible, and you'll have to feel out a little more of what the song wants. And, you know, I attach the talk of crafting the song, and I craft the talk of where in my mind, in my life, the song sprang out of. I attach those separately I try to as much as possible from the song, because I'm a firm believer that I want to give my heart and my all to expressing what I see in my art and my songs. But when I give it to the world, I really don't want to impose that on other people, where it came from or what it means to me. I don't. I'd rather hand it out there, you know, and just, hey, if someone connects to it in different ways, that's the point. If I made a video for that song, and who knows what'll happen down the road, I'd not want it to be any kind of literal. I wouldn't want us to see anything literal that even mirrored what led to it for me. I just wouldn't. I'd rather see an animated world or like some Tool-esque type of a music video of a strange city or the strange world, you know, and this character, you know. I'd want to see that brought to life. I think all those stories are interesting, you know. To cite a recent example of rewatching The Illusionist, an animated movie which has a lot of background and context about Tati, the filmmaker who made Monsieur Hulot, the famous character who appears in numerous movies. And I didn't know half of that background when I watched The Illusionist the first few times. But I loved it. I loved it. I loved it, and I connected to many human experiences and feelings. It got across in this very spare, artfully rendered film. And then I learned the context, and that was, you know, super interesting. But I didn't need it to enjoy the art, and I don't think a